Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
Family Life Radio, it's Kenkel Fritz and Friends. So the number one thing that children put up their nose. Crayons.
Okay.
If you have crayons in the house, likely they've found a new home.
They're just a good fit.
Yeah. Up their nose. We have a pediatric nurse with us right now.
The family was playing catch with a quarter, and The little girl was standing there with her hands up in the air and her mouth open, and the quarter went right down her gullet.
Wow!
Oh, no!
You know, my son, my 12-year-old, I think he was 3 or 4 years old when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
He swallowed a dime.
Oh, he did swallow a dime?
Yep.
Some kids can get that dime up their nose, too.
Oh that's probably true. It's small enough.
Yeah, it's not
so
good.
I took him to the ER, and they gave him an x-ray, and it was actually the most adorable event. I actually recorded it, and I think I still have it on my phone. If I can find it, I'm going to play it coming up here. But to hear the doctor talk to my son and say, now we don't swallow coins. And to show my son the x-ray of the, you know, of the dime inside of him, and to hear this little voice go, there's a coin inside of me.
That's worthy of a frame on the wall.
Right, exactly. The ER doctor did say, he said, well, I think we'll just let this one go through. We're talking about how you've gone through something difficult and there's a way that now you're helping others in the same situation. We had this story about this young guy who, gosh, really young age, had to have a heart transplant, had heart problems. Now he's a cardiologist.
Yeah.
He's helping others in that area.
That's amazing.
I know. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Ann is with us. Tell us your story.
I grew up in a good family, you know. I was really addicted and strung out, and I got pregnant, and God saved my life. And now I am actually working at a behavioral health detox center.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. Blesses my heart every day just being able to help somebody, you know, with a little more hope, and I just picture myself like that. That was me, and I could be in a lot worse situation, but I never ever would have thought that I would have been on the other side of it, and every day I love it.
I was going to say, is that rewarding knowing you're helping somebody with what you went through?
Yeah, and I just understand them, like, when they walk in, I can see it in their face. Mm-hmm. You know, they feel hopeless, and is this my life forever? And every day, I thank God that I get to be on the other side now and help people.
That's so cool.
That's incredible.
Beautiful story.
You know, I wonder, I think, doesn't it add credence when you're talking to somebody?
Absolutely.
Well, they know that you've been through the same thing. Then it's not just empty words from someone else that doesn't know what they're talking about.
Oh, 100%, yeah.
That's cool. I love that. Well, thank you for sharing.
You're welcome. Thank you for listening.
Ringtones. I still hear some phones ringing with songs. And then there's some people just, you know, kind of go with the same thing that your phone comes with.
Uh-huh.
And what do you got?
Bad boys, bad boys.
Oh.
What you gonna do?
From cops.
Exactly. Been doing this for 30 years. Law enforcement. So, yeah, that's fine.
Oh, perfect. Thank you for your service.
That fits. That's perfect.
Yeah, it's been fun. I've still got an 18-year-old freshman in college.
Uh-huh.
So, am I ready to give it up? No, I'm not.
You go.
Still plowing.
Well, thank you again for your service. Appreciate it.
Thank you. And you know, I just want to say thank you on y'all, because y'all are the ones that keep me going after having lost a daughter to cancer.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
God, through y'all's music, this radio station are the ones that keep me going to get up the next morning, to have the strength to do that.
Wow.
Thank you, Joe.
That's very kind of you.
I really mean that.
Thank you. What you gonna do when they come for you?
Yeah.
We're gonna put the handcuffs on you this way.
You will not believe the scientific discovery. It's Kenkel, Fritz, and Friends with you on Family Life Radio. I mean, this is huge. This is better. Make sure you're sitting down. Embrace yourself for this amazing discovery, this information. Misty, what did you find?
Scientists are so excited. They did this deep dive and they took samples from like the very bottom of the ocean and into the Earth's core a little bit. And they went, oh, guys, did you know that water has been present on Earth since its formation? And Christians everywhere went, yeah, we did. We absolutely did. Genesis 1:1, Genesis 1:2. Could have saved yourself some time and money there.
Wow.
No kidding.
They were so excited about this. That's what cracked me up.
My goodness.
I love it when science proves the Bible.
Exactly. Yes.
It's happened a lot lately. Little different discoveries that prove God was there all along. And water was there too. You're right. Go back to the beginning. It's one of the first things that he created. Yeah.
Good job figuring that one out.
That's so funny.
Yes.
I love it. So just want you to know today, your Bible is real. It's true. It's accurate.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And what happened is really what happened. Uh-huh. So, yeah.
There
you go. Congratulations, science.
Thanks for letting us know.
Next time, just send us the billions of dollars used in that research.
Right.
Sally found this really cool thing about friendships. Mm. And friendships over time, you know, they can get stale or sort of fall apart a little bit. So
yeah,
if you can... fall off, especially if you move somewhere. Will that friendship stand the test of time? A lot of times it doesn't. I'm just saying that as a family that moves around a lot. And so it says, honor the friendships that allow you to pick up where you last left off. Regardless of how long it's been since you've connected. The friendships that survive hiatuses, silences, and space, those are the connections that never die. But wow. You got to work at it. You really do.
Mm.
Just doesn't
you do.
Happen. Yeah.
You know, it's easy, isn't it, to just get into your daily life with the people that you see every day.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I realize I'll see something pop up on social media like, my goodness, I have not thought of or talked to that person in so long. That's on social media is kind of nice.
That is true.
Because it wakes me up to the friendships that I might be, you know, letting go.
Yeah. It's amazing. My wife and I, we moved from Indiana to Arizona. If you didn't know, that's where the Family Life Radio Morning Show is based. And my wife still kept her best friends. They still call every single day.
Oh, my goodness.
And that just doesn't happen all the time.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's my favorite. Maybe it's yours. Love your neighbor. This is where you nominate an unsung hero, maybe somebody in need. You tell us about that person, and then we see what we can do to help them out. Our number is 888-888-9976. Let us know. How can we help out someone here? Yes, good morning.
I want to nominate Michelle. She was my neighbor in an apartment complex, but then we moved.
Tell us about her.
Once we moved out to Arizona, she gave such a warm welcoming to us. And she's like a spiritual sister and like grandmother to my kids. She's always been there for us, helping us out financially. And she brought us closer towards God for our family.
Wow.
You said she's like a grandmother to your children.
Yeah. So she doesn't have any kids. We came to Arizona and we made her feel like we're her kids, like me and my husband.
Uh-huh.
So, and I have four kids of my own. So, and she took my kids as like her grandkids.
Wow, I love that.
That means a lot.
Yeah, that's pretty neat.
Boy, I remember those early days of raising my kids and just feeling like I can't go on. And to have somebody come along and find joy in your children just refreshes the joy in me as a mom.
Because you weren't finding joy in your children.
There are moments of exhaustion.
Hey, I'm with you, Sally.
Hey, I'm here to say. Yep.
So what do you want to do for
her? I wish I could get her a trip to go back to her hometown, which is North Dakota, but I know, like, financially it would kind of be like a little tough for me or for herself. She wants to go back and see her sister and try to reconnect with her mom. That her mom and herself are like kind of a long distance relationship. She's trying to keeping more connect with her mom, but it's been tough for her.
Gotcha.
Well, somebody might want to help make that happen.
Absolutely. Yeah. Maybe if you're listening right now, that could help pay for those airline tickets or something like that. If that's you, our number is 888-888-9976. Give us a call. Well, if you hold on here, we'll get your information from you.
All right. Thank you so much.
All right. Hold on. Family Life Radio, it's time for that good news of the day.
It's good news.
Hear an amazing story from Lisa, but be thinking about what your good news is and then call us at 888-888-9976. All right, Lisa, tell us what happened.
I accidentally drove my van off of a bridge.
Oh, my.
In a rainy night down into an ice-cold creek where two off-duty first responders were crossing the bridge where my van was 4 feet submerged, you know, front first in the water.
Oh, no.
They ran down to see, you know, what was going on. And sure enough, they found me in the van. So they were throwing all the things out of the back because they couldn't get the driver's side door open because it was completely submerged.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pulling stuff out of the back and they get to a shoe and my foot was in it. And that's how they found me. And praise God, they got me out of the water. They worked on me. And a guy named Daryl Shoup, he was the fireman who was fresh out of a cold water drowning class. And he learned that they could seem dead, but don't give up. And he didn't give up. And he said that he felt a surge come through his head and down through his body. And he just felt like God just breathed life back into me. And I just, I started choking up water. And they air evac'd me in a helicopter to a hospital. And my life was saved there. I was 21 days in a coma, but God is good. And I'm alive to talk about it today.
Wow.
Sounds like you officially had drowned.
Yeah, that's a miracle.
Yeah. Wow.
My goodness.
I was dead. When they found me on the scene, I had no life signs. They estimate that I was underwater for at least 10 minutes.
Mm.
But because the water was icy cold, I'm able to talk about it today. Otherwise,
oh my goodness.
Kind of preserved you.
Wow.
The cold water did.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah. Right.
That's crazy.
I'm covered. I am completely covered with goosebumps right now. God is so amazing.
Oh, yes. Man. What a story.
That is incredible.
Yeah. Praise God. Well, we're talking to a miracle woman.
Yes, to God be the glory.
This is really cool. Somebody sent this to us. Since we couldn't reach up to God's standard, he had to stoop down to our need, not by compromising his standard, but by providing a savior.
Wow.
It's interesting. This past week, I got to go to a little mini conference. And I heard a guy speak, and he said something about what we're talking about right now. He started out with this. He goes, do you think it's kind of unfair that one man messed it up for the whole world? I mean, really think about it.
That's an interesting thought.
I mean, thanks a lot, Adam. But since one man goofed it up for all, one man needed to fix it all. And so that's why God had to send his son to be a human being.
Mm.
And Jesus died for you and me. And I like to say he replaced us on the cross because the Bible says the wages of sin is death. We all deserved that.
Mm-hmm.
But Jesus did it for you. Isn't that beautiful? Encouraging?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Amazing.
We replaced you today. So thank you, Jesus. Maybe there's something that you did as a kid and you quit it. Sally, you were thinking about this.
I was. I can't even tell you what triggered the thought, but it went through my head, wow, I wished I had stuck it out.
Okay.
And then the list, piano, violin, ballet. My mother even invested in art lessons for me. And each one was a complete failure.
You know.
And I'm like, well.
My mom did the same thing. It's funny you mentioned violin.
So hopeful.
So she was like, she took violin lessons when she was a kid. So she had a violin. So there's the built-in instrument.
Uh-huh.
And then it was piano. And
oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. And I was horrible.
We walked the same walk.
Yeah. I was just, you know, the guy that gave me piano lessons, he
Mrs. Kankelfritz.
Oh, no.
I hate to say it, but your son has no future in this.
I'm laughing only because I've heard the same thing. It's like, Mrs. McCall, well, while Sally's a lovely child.
Yeah. So maybe you quit something as a kid and you wonder if you should have or not. 888-888-9976. You can text us at 58326. You know, the only thing that I have to say about this is, Sally, if we didn't have a propensity for it and a natural knack for it,
yes,
is if we didn't quit, is that just prolonging the eventual
exit?
We'll just say some things you're not called to, right?
Well,
I mean, I don't know.
I think I would have ever been first chair in the orchestra with my violin, but maybe I could play in my closet and nobody would mind.
That's hilarious. So we're talking about things that you wish you hadn't given up as a child. What for you is that, where, you know, maybe it was a sport, or maybe it was, you know, learning an instrument. Both Sally and I played violin. Our parents
We don't now, so that just tells you something.
My mom forced me to do this. Was not very good at it, so I was like, okay, let's just drop that. Family Life Radio, hello.
Hi, I just want to add that as an orchestra teacher, y'all saying that you quit violin hurts my heart.
Oh, no!
The kids, they do fantastic, and then they quit because they want to try something else. I'm like, no, you were so good.
You were so good.
Well, maybe that's what was missing. Somebody just say there's hope for you.
Yeah, you just don't want good students walking away.
I know.
I get that. That makes a lot of sense.
No, I think just an encouraging word, really, honestly, I'm laughing, but could make all the difference.
Oh, that's true.
I really think it was missing.
Well, hopefully. I'm sure you guys were better than you give yourselves credit for.
A compliment for my performance would be very generous. But yeah, an encouraging word, Sally, as in, there's this other orchestra over here.
That teacher may enjoy maybe what you have to give.
Yeah. Family Life Radio.
Hi, I'm just calling to make a joy report.
Well, awesome. Who's this?
My name is Ashley.
I got joy, 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 joy down in my heart today.
Yep, it's time for that joy report on Family Life Radio. We are Kankelfritz and Friends. Tell us what's bringing you joy at 888-888-9976. Ashley's with us. Tell us what happened.
I am taking joy in the fact that God has blessed me with a beautiful baby boy. He is going to be one next month. And
awesome.
I am a legally blind single mom, and it's not always joyful having to figure things out, raising a child by yourself, but his giggles, oh my gosh, they are the light in my day, just the giggles and the gah, and every other sound, you know, all the other sounds babies make, so.
Oh, sweet.
Wonderful. What's his name?
His name is Joseph.
Joseph.
Nice. I love
That's
it.
That's a good name.
He is sitting in his high chair watching me talk to you guys eating his Cheerios. So.
What is it with babies and Cheerios? It's just universal.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I find my 13-year-old, I find Cheerios in the playroom all over the place. It's like, it doesn't stop at little babies. It keeps going.
Yep, definitely.
Yeah, that's got to be a challenge, overcoming that, I would think.
It is, but he's definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Were you born with the vision problems, or did this come on? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was born with a vision problem. Fortunately, he is sighted, though.
Okay.
Oh, good.
So, I have a feeling when he gets older, he might start trying to play tricks on his mommy, so.
Uh-oh. Well, I didn't think of that.
I was going to say, what is he going to get away with?
Oh, Kankelfritz thought of it. Okay.
Yeah, well,
of course.
I was Mr. in Trouble all the time.
His grandma and grandpa will keep him in line.
There you go. Our Love Your Neighbor contest. This is where you nominate an unsung hero. Maybe somebody that is in need, and we see if we can't help that person out. And if you got somebody you want to nominate, 888-888-9976. And you were calling about this?
I've really enjoyed this type of outreach that you guys are doing with this Love Your Neighbor. I love listening and just thinking through it, so thank you.
Oh, what do you like so much about it?
The like applicable things. I'm able to listen at work, which I really enjoy, so I catch pieces of it. But there was one about a woman who her son was in prison, and you had outreach like people who are in prison ministry or people who could like call. And that is just, that is so awesome, using the tentacles you have to go out and see who can help. So I just, I'm so grateful.
Oh, well, you're welcome. That's, we love this. This is my favorite thing we do all year.
Yay. Good.
Yeah. Well, you have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You too. Have a good day.
You too. Hope you enjoyed the podcast. I would love to connect with you on Facebook and Instagram, where you can share your good news or joy report. Just look for and like FLR Mornings.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.